Oh, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. What is that image for you right now, if you were to have an image or a feeling about that song? For me, it was the light coming in and hitting the singers. Did you see that? That was beautiful. Happy New Year to you. It is exciting to be on this stage. Like the song said, all good things come to me in 2017. Or I may have rewrote that a little bit, but I can do that. That's what I'm going to put on my rock today, on my stone. Absolutely. And Peter, where are you, Peter? Thank you. Thank you for expanding my soul and stirring my soul with that song today. That was beautiful. Last week, as Casey mentioned, we had our burning bowl ceremonies, one of my favorite services that we've had here. It was so warm, it just felt so good. And we had the opportunity to burn the things in our psyche that do not work for us or serve us no longer. I don't know that you use the word burn, though, in there. We don't use that word very much here, but it does apply there. And also, we got to write our letter to set the tone for the year, our letter to God, our letter to our higher divine selves. Today, we get to go deeper. We're going to have a white stone meditation and discussion. Now, if these have not been handed out yet, have they? They have, sort of. Hopefully an usher or someone, you feel free to give people their magic stone at any time. We want to make sure everybody gets one, because today we get to discern. After you actually get one, you're going to be getting to discern today. What are those qualities? What are those qualities that Spirit would like you to fully embody in your life in 2017? I'll say that one more time, because everybody's trying to figure out who didn't get a stone and why they didn't get stoned, and what sin must they have, what usher didn't like them. Maybe a story or a paradigm there. When you get your stone, though, feel free to hold it in your hands. Because like I said, we are going to discern what qualities of Spirit. What qualities of what?
Spirit,
thank you. That we need to fully embody our highest self in the new year. And then we are going to memorialize it in the stone. Where does this come from? Where does this tradition come from? There's a hint up on the screen. For another day, I get to look around the Christmas tree. I'm going to miss that Christmas tree. It's widely believed that John wrote in Revelations about this, in Revelations 2:17, but really through the whole second chapter, talked about people being given a new name. A new name. What did a name mean back then? And he also said, let anyone who has an ear listen to what Spirit is saying. Discernment. Listen to Spirit. That's the key today. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what Spirit is saying to all who are able to see beyond appearances. So part of the challenge in this is to see beyond appearances that may be going on in your life, or beyond appearances that you felt or saw in 2016. The tradition of writing on a white stone in biblical times was very special, especially if a new name came to someone. Now, first of all, they didn't just pick out a name for their children like we do, where we just do it because, Aunt Edna pressured us into naming the child that, or, naming it after your favorite running back MVP, or any of that kind of stuff. It was a very spiritual experience, because they wanted the child to have the name that defined their essence of who they were. Now, as all of us evolve and we change, if we were actually living back in those times and you became a prophet, say Prophet Carla or prophet Sarah, when you, if you became a prophet, or when you had that divine moment, when you had that experience, well, don't get a big head. When you had, back then, when you had an experience, when you had a true connection with God and it was just unmistakable, then often the name would change. So next week, if you come in with, to me with a new name, let me know. That'd be kind of awesome, actually. But that's what they did, is their name would actually change. So it was much more than just making a list. An example is like when Paul's original name was Saul. So there on the road to Damascus, he had this experience, this unmistakable experience where he connected with God. And his whole paradigm, which I'll be talking about, his whole paradigm changed. He went as far as saying, oh, these people are bad for following the way of Jesus. It was called the way then, the way of Jesus. And he was persecuting them all the way to changing 180 degrees and saying, oh, this is the way. This is the way that the master teacher is teaching. So from Saul, and that name meant personal will, or it means personal will. That's how we look at it. It's your personal will. So what is your personal will in your life right now? Your personal will may write something on the stone today, but that's nothing like your Paul self, like your divine will. That connection to truth and that connection to your highest self. So I'm asking you to change a little bit today. And I'm not only the one asking you to change, but I'm going to show you a little video. So we're going to dim the lights now. I'm going to show you a minute video of a future Unity, I'm declaring it, a future Unity ministerial intern, pastor, teacher, reminder, all the things that we call ourselves. And she talks about it's more than a list. It's more than resolutions, what we're talking about today. Let's roll that video.
I have a problem with New Year's resolutions, not because they often fail or because they're too difficult, and not because I'm bad at them either. I mean, I've only been alive for 4 new years. No, I have a problem with resolutions because people think that that's it. It's the one time to change. Now, don't get me wrong, we definitely all need change. I have no idea how to ride a bicycle on my little brother has no idea what a toilet is for. And some of you, yeah, you probably should get out of the house more, but one big solution probably isn't going to do it. Sorry. So now what? Flush your resolutions down the toilet for one my little brother can't use? Of course not. Keep your resolutions, but go easy on yourself. Will you change? Maybe, but probably won't happen in one big moment. It'll happen in the thousands of little moments.
Yeah, future minister for sure. Indigo child. Anytime you feel a little bit stuck in this year and what you write on your stone, you might just stop wherever you are in the middle of the bank, in the middle of Piggly Wiggly, wherever you are, and just go, it's time to change, or however she did that. We'll all do that together. Okay, so each year also in the idea of evolving, I always declare a word. So it's a word that the whole congregation can get behind, pray about, and set an intention for. Because when more than one person does, you know, in the past, I always had my stone. I haven't done this in a few years, haven't actually done the white stone ceremony in a few years, but I remember for many years, I would just write things that I kind of wanted, almost like resolution that she talked about sometimes get flushed, right? I mean, the words that I thought, oh, if I just write it, it's going to happen. And that was okay. I mean, that was a start. When we put words to paper, it means something. Words to stone, it means something. But what we're talking about today is going way beyond that. So I want to declare a word. This is a word, it came up for me in meditation, that just really bubbled up. And then let me tell you, once I wrote this word down, it started happening. Left and right. It just absolutely started happening. So the word is, well, do you want to guess? First, if you're here at 9 o'clock, don't say. But anybody want to guess that does not know from before? Okay, so drum roll. Time for expansion. Thank you guys for not giving it away. I appreciate that very much. What you cannot give away just yet is what we are going to expand. So what are we expanding? Because many of you may say, well, we've been doing a lot of expansion around here. That's true. But this year, and even today, we're going to sort of expand our knowledge or expand our understanding of what expansion really is. And I'm not talking about your waistline, anything like that. Not talking about expanding your New Year's resolution of getting in shape. We're talking about things much, much deeper than that. We are talking about not contracting, but we're talking expanding your consciousness, first and foremost. Expand your consciousness. That's a big goal, to set our intention and to be able to do that. What is consciousness? Everything. Yeah, life is consciousness, but it's also awareness. It has to do with our awareness of all that is. So I like the way that he describes it right here. This is a yogi who says, consciousness is the basis of all life and the field of all possibilities. Its nature is to expand and unfold its full potential. The impulse to evolve is thus inherent in the very nature of life. Maharshini Mahesh Yogi. But yeah, the impulse to evolve is thus inherent. So you feel, I know you've been there, where you feel something knocking at the door. You feel it in your heart. You feel it that the spirit is trying to nudge you in a certain direction, but you're just not sure what that direction is. Just not quite sure what's in the way. What's in the way of being able to expand in that way? What might be in the way is something that you're not aware of. And something that you may not be aware of is the paradigm that you are operating under. The paradigm. So if you're operating under a paradigm that you're not fully aware of, then what you're writing on your rock, on your stone, it might as well be the skipping the stone ceremony out there on the bay. It's not going to mean that much because it's coming from that Saul self as opposed to that Paul self, that divine will self. So let me tell you what a paradigm is. Now, Bob Proctor does, many of you are familiar with his work. He was the first person to speak on the show The Secret, if you're into that movie. But he's done quite a bit of work along with many others and many people in New Thought. And he talks about it being, it is a habitual way of thinking and behaving that leads to results you get in life. So that's a paradigm. So it's a habit. We all have habits of the way that we think and the way that we behave, whether we realize it or not, whether it's conscious or not. And where do those habits, where does that way of thinking, according to him, 99% of the time, come from? Not everybody at once. I know you're thinking about that. Yeah, well, where did our habits come from, though? See, the thing is like, I know that my paradigm for many years served me pretty well, but it could have served me a lot better if I was aware of the paradigm I was operating in. But I wasn't fully aware because so much of that paradigm, 99% of it comes, according to Bob Proctor, it comes from our environmental conditioning and even genetic conditioning to a degree. So our environmental, so think about that for a second. And I know we've talked about it a little bit here before, but the way the way you're raised, the schools you're in and your parents and your teachings and all of this has a lot to do with, and the culture has a lot to do with how you're thinking and behaving about a thing or another person or a political person. So often that comes from that place, our paradigm. Everyone has a paradigm. It's just a matter of whether yours is working for you or is it working against you. 99%, I was kind of shocked with that, that it's not something we create ourselves. So if you feel stuck, well, first of all, I want to say that if now that I understand the incredible power of paradigms, I consciously choose to fine-tune it as I go through life and as I become more aligned with my divine will, my goals and my dreams. So if you feel stuck in one or more of these areas, if you feel stuck in your life, if you have felt stuck, if you find yourself feeling stuck in 2017, you can think about how you might shift. You might think about the fact that you've adopted this paradigm somewhere along the way. If you feel frustrated with your lack of progress, as opposed to feeling frustrated in that moment, you might just take a few minutes to picture your life and consider the following questions. Consider these following questions. Does your day begin with purpose? Divine purpose. Are you connecting with Source? Are you operating from your divine purpose, your divine will? Do you prioritize what's important? Do you even know what's important? And do you start your day practicing gratitude? Give you a second to think about that. Some of you say, well, I get stuck, you know, because, well, these other folks over here have it going on, but something in my life, I don't know, it just keeps happening to me, and I keep getting stuck. I just don't have maybe that feeling that I can be successful or that paradigm of success. I like Bob Proctor's quote right here about success gene. He says the success gene lives in every person regardless of the results they are presently getting. So imagine that. This divine will, this, you know, success, which has its own definition. There's many different definitions of success. But it says that regardless of the results you're currently getting, we are spiritual beings and spirit is always for expansion and fuller expression. So you have this feeling that you want to express. You have this feeling you want to have your purpose and have expansion. You have that, but understanding that it's always there, it's always in that wave of potential out there for you to be able to step into that and make that future a reality in the present. When we went through our Texas blizzard of 2017, I appreciate that all of you made it here today. Whether you've been coming to Unity 40 years or 40 days or this is your first day, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. But snow, the fluffy stuff, is always something that you get a chance to take a look at people's paradigms, especially if you're into people watching. Now, I wrote something in my journal that day that it snowed that I want to read you. I was standing at my desk, and I wrote, I am ready to grow into the life that I am to live in 2017. It's already happening. I am aware of communications that are happening consciously that are working in order for me to create my highest and best without fighting the stream. You'll see something on the stream here shortly. So I wrote that at my desk, and all of a sudden I looked up at the door, at my window in my office, and there were flurries coming down. And I got excited because people say, oh, it never snows. And I said, we'll see about that. See about that. And so I got kind of excited about that, and, you know, because I was writing about expansion, I wrote the word also, and then, you know, growing up, I love snow. We get a few snows in Memphis, and the schools would close, but it was those days. It was those days when I would stay up all night because the weatherman said 100% chance of snow. I'd stay up all night because I knew I would not have to go to school the next day until I woke up, and I did have to go to school the next day because lo and behold, they got it wrong, right? But my paradigm was to blame it on the weatherman. Life is rigged against me to have to go to school today. That's so unfair. Well, this year, when it started snowing, I went and had a meeting, coincidentally or synchronistic-wise, with John Paul, a gentleman that we're brainstorming, and he has specialty in expansion of companies and taking a look at social aspects of different countries and things. Pretty interesting stuff. So we went to lunch, and it just started flurrying a little bit more. It just started coming down a little bit harder as we're eating our salads there at the corner bakery down here. And all of a sudden, all these teenagers just go running out the door. And we're like, whoa, what's going on? Oh, it's snowing just a little bit harder. Not much. Not much. In fact, I took a picture of a car to show that there was really just a microscopic of like 10 snowflakes on the sticking to the car. So anyway, I got excited because really my paradigm is much like the paradigm of these people. I had to take a picture out of it. I mean, at first it was them. There were about 30 of them out there jumping around and having an exciting time. And then there was another one of us who we might as well call a spiritual intern because she helped Eric till about 4 in the morning with those stones that you have, scraping them and getting the residue off. I'm sure there's a metaphor there. But of this individual, Serenity right here. Yeah. Out there in the snow, and look at the spirit guides around her. St. Francis on her left shoulder. We got a Buddha statue over there on the right shoulder. And all in all, gets back to the heart right there in that picture. So I loved it. Now, not everybody was quite as excited as maybe you or Serenity. Other people had other paradigms. My good friend down in deep south Mississippi put this on her Facebook. Now, they had a microcosm of the amount of snow we had, even. I mean, just a little bit of snow. But she went to the store, she loaded up, and I'm sure there's some bread up under those Doritos. And it says, hashtag prepare for the worst. And somebody, because she's kind of a healthy person normally, she must have been panicking to get this. Somebody said, do you even know what nachos taste like? Somebody else said, when did you start eating nachos? They must have been out of fruit and protein. Now, she, when I had talent agencies and stuff, she was a person that I was an agent for. She modeled Milan and all over the place. And so I got to give her a little bit of, I had to jump in on this here, and I wrote, White Megadeth Blizzard 2017, you need way more milk. So she's going to probably write me back and say, you do not need to expand your spiritual gift of sarcasm. But this is my paradigm of what snow is to me, peace. So really, we get to choose when things come, out of nowhere. We get to choose our paradigm. So I'm going to put that on my altar and have that as a picture that just kind of brings peace. Another thing that brings me peace is to understand our connection. And when I talk about the fact that I want all of us to ride on the rock today, on the stone, expansion, on one of the edges, somewhere on there, right expansion, because we are connected and we do have to get to this place where we realize that we're spiritually connected to each other. And in the quantum world, in the quantum physics, they are just figuring out all new kinds of ways that we are connected together. So it makes life way more easier to know that we're going through it together. And another picture that, I'm a pictorial learner, and this picture right here says that to me in so many ways, because it's almost like each one of us is like one of those rivers going down through there. Now, for some of you, that 2016 last year may have been pretty turbulent. If you've ever whitewater kayaked, raise your hand. Oh, really? Whitewater kayaked? I am impressed. We have adrenaline junkies here at Unity, because that is a huge dose of adrenaline. I mean, there's nothing quite like. If you need more adrenaline in your life, 2017, you could just write kayak on your stone today, because when you're going down the river, there's nothing quite like getting flipped over. Once was with somebody, and we were training her how to do it, and she said, wait a minute. You want me on purpose to flip over? I thought the goal was to not, that was her paradigm. The goal was to not flip over. And I was like, oh, you're going to flip over. Yeah. So then you got to learn what's called a combat roll to get yourself back up. You're down there, you put the oars out, and then you do a sea to sea move, and you jerk yourself back up, and you keep going downriver. But what could get in your way is a big rock when you flip over. So you don't want to lean up. You don't want to bend up. You want to have the presence of mind to stay close to the kayak. So as we go through 217, I mean, you might be not even really in the river yet. You might be kind of in that stagnant water area there just trying to get into the flow. But wherever you are, you can get into this flow. Wherever you are, you can know that beneath those rapids churning the currents, it's still water. Then what else you can tell yourself and have as a new paradigm is that no matter where all of these are going, they're going into one, right? They're going into one river, and then where does that go? To another river, a lot of times to the ocean, to that big bay of consciousness, as we use that metaphorically. Absolutely. So what are you going to put on your stone? Some people might say, what stone do I even reach for before I even write on it? I had a big rock that somehow didn't make it from the 9 o'clock service into here. I'm not sure where it is. But you'll know it if you see it because it's got Leviticus from the Bible, the paper wrapped around this big rock. And it says, he who hath not sinned, cast the first stone. So I leave that in my office. Because as human beings, sometimes we want to get judgmental. Sometimes as religious organizations, we want to get, we gloss right over that part about judge not lest ye be judged, and we go straight to judging others or ourselves. And, judgment is not a bad word in itself. It can be positive judgment too. But when we get to that place of negative judgment, we're churning in the water. We're not quite there. We're not quite where we want to be. So we got to tweak it. We got to work and take a stop or a pause and say, what's my paradigm? There's a movie called Moana. Anybody seen that yet? Moana. Yeah, this is a Unity movie. Put this on your to-do list. It's a feel-good film. If you need a feel-good film, and it'll tug at the heartstrings a little bit. I've seen it 27 times. No, I'm kidding. But it's about a girl, a teenager. And she's in Hawaii, and they have this beautiful island that they live on where they have everything they need, until they didn't. They hit the rock. They hit a limit because the food was not there anymore, so they had to figure out what they were going to do. Now, before she was a teenager, even as a baby, she always wanted to know what was beyond the what? The reef. What's beyond the reef? But her elders, everyone except her grandma, would say, no, never go beyond the reef. We do not go beyond the reef. And it was because of their fears, because of their paradigm of what happened to their family generations before. But she said, she knew it. It was knocking on her heart to go beyond the reef. And she did, and great things happened. What do you want to believe and perceive this year? Dr. Joe Dispenza, who we will be studying in our book study this year, talks about, you change your energy and you change your body. Change your energy, you change your consciousness, you change your life. When you put that down as a seed this year, when you write the word, you're creating a seed that will manifest in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. And we're going to help you along with that at Unity as we are going through expansion. We have some interesting things lined up this year that I'm going to tell you about next week. But SEE classes, intensive SEE classes, we'll have some dates on that. That's spiritual enrichment and education. And you can get credits with that. That's historically one of people's favorite thing to do is go to these SEE classes. But we also have things you heard about earlier coming up with the prayer class that's starting back up, that's coming up. Then we have the meditation starting on Monday night coming back up. We have the alternative ministry starting on Friday We have a Friday coming up where that will be happening. We'll be moving into where there's alternative ministry happening every Friday here, every Friday night. So it's opportunity for you to step into that place, that current, to move and to work and tweak your paradigm and to fine-tune that. The book study will be amazing. The book study has a meditation to it. I started, this is kind of a famous thing around here at Unity of Dallas, is the book study. So you'll want to be finding out more about that. But because of that book, I started an hour meditation each morning. And that changed my paradigm a little bit. Because I meditate every morning, but actually, a lot of mornings, it's like my mind starts wanting to go to that list that we have of things to do and the amount of time that we have to get it done. We say that if you find that you don't have 20 minutes to meditate, then you should spend an hour. And that's very, very true if we want to change our patterns of the way we think and the way we are. We also have some special speakers that you were like that I'm going to announce next week as well, which is pretty awesome. Another organization that has been expanding and transforming and evolving is someone called the Dallas Cowboys. And you may not be a fan, that's okay, because I think you're a fan with the Unity principles and the principles that we're talking about this year that are actually one of those spiritual ideas, really more than one of these spiritual ideas, is actually what has propelled them. You might think it's the rookies that they have, and that's only helped them. But even if you are not a fan, like I found out that someone up there that runs sound is a diehard fan of the Patriots. And don't worry, we're going to heal that. Don't you worry. And he sits on a Green Bay chair up there. It's very confusing. But I did some research, and they have adopted this new culture. There's a spiritual principle that I believe, more than anything, is a key to their success this year, from going last to first. But not only that, but this same principle I'll talk about next week dives into how the Cowboys got their name. It was from the Texas Cowboys, right, that pioneered Texas and the West. And so they had a certain code or a certain culture that I want to get into. And you can even expand your paradigm next week, because guess what? You're going to get to dress in either your cowboy gear or your cowboy gear. And by that, I mean your Dallas Cowboy gear. Or, Crystal, I know you probably have a cowboy hat at home that's brand new. You've been waiting to shape. Okay, so there's a paradigm shift about to happen. But we're going to have you wear, you can wear your sheriff's badge and your, you know, get up. Wear your get up, your cowboy get up next week. And you might say, well, James, I'm not quite ready to stretch my paradigm quite that much, so I'm going to dress up. But that's fine. You can dress up, wear what you want. But maybe a blue tie or a silver Dallas color next week, because we're going to celebrate that. But that might be an expansion for some of you right there. One other picture, or a couple other pictures I want to show. Rosemary Fillmore was a leader at Unity. She, author, a very good writer. She wrote, "The world we are experiencing today is the result of our collective consciousness. And if we want a new world, each of us must start taking responsibility for help creating it." So that whole, Louise, you like that, our education coordinator there? I like that for a lot of reasons. I'm kind of out of time today, but man, when I look at that picture and I think about how the world itself is the result of our collective, I mean everybody's consciousness, and that I have something to do with that. That I have something to do with that, and I have everything to do with changing my paradigm now and understanding. You know, I can say now that I understand the incredible power of paradigms, I can grow. And I constantly fine-tune mine. So say that first part with me. We're going to say, now that I understand the incredible power of paradigms, I consciously fine-tune mine. Got all of that? Ready? Let's say that together. Now that I understand the incredible power of paradigms, I consciously fine-tune mine. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, as we have a special meditator today that's going to take us into writing and seeing what bubbles up for you with your stone. And come on up, Beverly. Now, once you're walking out the door, it may come to you. Once you're driving home, you may have to pull over and write it down. That's okay. When it comes up, when it's knocking on your heart, you will know it. It's pretty powerful. So I want us to just take this and let this become part of our experience for personal growth this year. And then we're going to link it to our community to see our community grow, to see our community expand in consciousness, because then we know we're truly having impact on the world and beaming a relevant message. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Okay, so if you all want to just take your white stone in your hand, if you want to put both of your feet on the floor and allow yourself to be supported in your chair so that your spine is straight up and down, we're going to close our eyes together. And together, let's just take a deep breath and release. And as we release our breath, we just let all the distractions of the day and the busyness just fall away. Together, let's take one more deep breath. Mind's eye. Notice a little speck of light. As you breathe in, the light grows brighter. And as you breathe out, the light expands and grows. Together, expanding, filling this room, filling this building. From the very center of you, out into this world. Expanding your consciousness, sharing the truth, your truth. Allow yourself now to listen. Listen for that word. That word. Your word. We'll take some time now in the silence to simply breathe and to listen. Slowly and gently bring your attention back to this place and this time, knowing that there is growing within you a new level of consciousness, expanding together. For this truth and so much more, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Amen.